The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States now has no basis to treat Hong Kong any more favorably than mainland China. But Hong Kong's finance secretary says that will have little impact on the economy here and that there's nothing to be afraid of. Paul Chan says the city is a veteran of dealing with economic turmoil and that if the US takes steps to cut ties, Hong Kong should strengthen its partnerships in Europe and Japan instead. He's one of a chorus of top officials in Hong Kong that have batted away concerns about US action. Five ministers spoke out on Sunday to show their support for China's national security law, saying that it's essential to ensure Hong Kong's long-term stability. Their message will likely do little to calm the wave of pro-democracy protester frustrations here, but the bigger economic question for the rest of the year may be whether their confidence will calm the concerns of big international business here instead. Richard Kimber in Hong Kong.